If you're a regular listener, then you've heard me talk about Kel-Tec and all the reasons why they're one of my personal favorites when it comes to firearms. Privately owned family company, Kel-Tec has been making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms since 1995. Driven by creativity, Kel-Tec doesn't just copy other weapons on the market. They innovate new ones, including the new P-50. The P-50 platform is based around a 50-round double-stack magazine, which lays horizontally along the top of the grip. The 5.7 cartridge comes in several variants, from sporting, hunting, to personal defense, and with how easy it handles, it's smooth shooting because it's well-balanced and thus accurate. You can definitely see Kel-Tec's reliability and quality at work. The P-50 is fun on the range, but it's also great for serious home protection. To find out more about the P-50 and all other Kel-Tec weapons and products, check out KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Keltec, creating innovative quality firearms to help secure your world. KeltecWeapons.com.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
In Argentina, Alba Ruada is a transgender woman who was kicked out of classrooms, barred for sitting for exams, refused job opportunities, subjected to violence, and rejected by her family. But in the face of these challenges, she worked to end violence and discrimination against the LGBTQI+ community in Argentina.
Wow. That lady's got some nuts. I'm telling you. So,
you got some beach ball sized lady nuts on you coming in all kamikaze like that.
That's right. Welcome back to the show, Dana Lash here. So yesterday was so-called International...
She's hideous.
Well, she's a guy,
yeah.
So...
Yeah, International Women's Day. But apparently it's only for men. The White House marked the occasion. Jill Biden is as much of a doctor as that dude is a chick. She presented the International Women of Courage Award to a dude. At the White House, a dude legit got up and walked up and took the award. I mean, I wrote about this. If you get the newsletter, it's such a joke. This whole, isn't this Women's Month or something like that? I mean, women get a week out of every month. Now you got to have like 4 weeks in a month. Jiminy Christmas. But it's, this whole thing's a joke. It's like, it's like a catchphrase and empty virtue signaling that masquerades as like somehow genuine appreciation, except this doesn't even represent appreciation anymore. You had Jill Biden giving the woman's award to a dude who cosplays as a chick. I mean, that's a serious cosplay award. I didn't think where are the old feminists like Gloria Steinem and all that? Like all of their life's work is meaningless because you have dudes who are better women. Is that what they meant by equality of the sexes? Like you make both men and women equally male? Is that what they meant? I mean, I'm wondering. Okay, I also want to share this with you. This was actually the news report, Audio Soundbite 3, that had to do with a pride flag in the street in Fort Lauderdale. And I just needed to make fun of this. This is crazy. This is WSVN Channel 7.
Flag painted on an intersection. Residents around the area speaking out in disgust. 7's Danielle Garcia is live in Fort Lauderdale with more on the search for that driver. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning, Lorena. That mural right behind me was unveiled just about 20 days ago. Already it's been damaged and covered with skid marks. The community here is saddened, as you mentioned, but they are planning to redo it. In fact, the cleanup process has already begun.
The rainbow flag? They accident, like, you're telling me that the road was used?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Driving on roads is bigoted. Did you know that? You're supposed to hover above them. They're mad because they got a skid mark on the flag that they painted on pavement. And it's literally right at an intersection, which, you know, that's when people come to stops. It's like when you have, like, the most fender benders and things like that. And they're shocked that they're skid. You painted it on a road, you morons. If you didn't want people to drive on it, you should have painted it on the side of a building. So anytime anything happens to this damn thing, they're going to come out there. Oh, no, somebody, there's something on the pavement. Why don't you just shut the road down and don't let anybody use it if you're so, like, hard up about it? My gosh, this is just, it's this crazy. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about how cars are racist. I'm not making this up. That's a new thing. For real. Today in Stupidity, Kane.
All right. It'll be Adam Schiff for brains. Adam Schiff is here talking.
Be careful with that one.
I was clear. Adam Schiff said this whole January 6th and letting America see the other videos that were there that day, that somehow a problem, and Fox needs to see financial consequences.
Aww.
Let's listen to what he says here.
On the air, American companies aren't going to advertise there anymore. The only way to stop, a corporation that has gone completely off the rails and is tearing the country apart is to say
that's censorship. Breathe life into your own backyard this spring with FastGrowingTrees.com. From shade trees to fresh fruit to privacy hedge plants, let FastGrowingTrees.com help you plant your dream garden with their expert advice and fast, reliable shipping. FastGrowingTrees.com's plant experts curate thousands of easy-to-grow plants, shrubs, and tree varieties for your unique climate. And they understand that sometimes it's hard to know which plants will do best. No problem. With FastGrowingTrees.com, you get customized recommendations based on your specific needs, and they're always available to help keep your plants growing healthy through every season. Their website is easy to use, and the shipping's fast. With Fast-Growing Trees, 30-day alive and thrive guarantee, you know everything will look great fresh out of the box. So join over 1.5 million happy Fast Growing Trees customers. Visit FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana now and get 15% off your entire order. Get 15% off at FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana. That's FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
This is a weird story. I actually went and tried to make sure that it wasn't satire, so I found it sourced a couple of different places, so it's legit. A 65-year-old man named Donald Santa Croce went to the bank, and a bank in Utah, and he's accused of robbing it of $1. He said that he was going to keep robbing banks until they sent him to federal prison. The 65-year-old man, he entered a Wells Fargo bank in Salt Lake City Monday morning. He presented a note to the teller saying, please pardon me for doing this, but this is a robbery. Please give me $1. Thank you. The employees complied. They asked him to leave, but he refused. In a bizarre twist, he said that they should call police. He then sat down in the bank's lobby and waited for their arrival. As he waited, he complained about how long it was taking for police to show up. And then he told the tellers that he didn't have a gun because that they're lucky he didn't have one because it was taking the police so long to get there. And after he said that, the bank manager put the employees in the back room for safety. No one was injured. He was arrested. He gave the dollar bill to the officers and said he entered the bank with the intent to rob it. And they said, and he told police that they let him out of jail, he's going to just keep robbing banks until they put him back. No one knows any idea why he wants to go to federal prison so bad. But I don't know, man. It's weird. It's very weird. Reason 5500 why I don't do cruises. Well, because you're on like a floating vessel and you can't get off it. There's water everywhere. More than 300 people are mysteriously sickened on a Texas-Mexico cruise ship. This is according to the CDC. They said 284 passengers in New York Post, 34 crew members. They all fell ill with vomiting and diarrhea aboard Princess Cruises' Ruby Princess between February 26th and March 5th. So they said that it looks like a virus tore through the ship after it docked in Galveston. See, you're on a ship with all these people. You can't get away from them. That just like sounds like a nightmare to me. Stay with us. We got a lot more in store, folks. Back after this quick break. I saw this. I mentioned this in the headline thing. I got to get some wokery out. Shake Shack. Shake Shack's not a bad. They have some good burgers. So they had paid $20,000. Is it worth it to have your feelings hurt because someone calls you an incorrect pronoun? They had a staff member who identified as a man but was born a woman. They said they experienced misgendering. So someone correctly called them the right gender. And this is according to California, of course. It's California Civil Rights Department press statement. They said the unnamed employee filed a complaint with the department detailing accusations of discrimination and et cetera, et cetera. Management urged the employee to explain their gender identity to misunderstanding coworkers. The employee quit working at Shake Shack. So the employee apparently only worked there for 1 month. And this was at the Oakland. They were transferred to the Oakland location. They were trained in San Francisco, transferred to Oakland, and Shake Shack also has to revise its policies dealing with retaliation and discrimination. blah, 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 creating a blah, 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 blah. So someone had their feelings hurt because they are a woman and they want to be a man and they weren't called he, they were called her. And so where is the consideration for the employees who are being harassed by this person who wants to play make-believe at the workplace? That's what gets me. Like if this person had done this without making a big deal about forcing everybody else to call them their whatever pronouns they wanted, I mean, I don't think anybody would have an issue. Everybody would go along their merry way. But the fact that this employee threw such a fit about it and wanted to bully coworkers into cosplaying with her, well, that's where's the concern or consideration for the freedoms of freedom of speech specifically with these employees? Where's the case for their harassment? I would have filed a countersuit. Holy Hades. I would have litigated this six ways to Sunday. Surely there is a litigation happy lawyer out in California that would love to take a countersuit case like that. Because that's they're being harassed by this employee for not going along with their make believe. That's the only way to look at it. Honestly, some of these people need to push back a little harder, and these restaurants should push back. Shake Shack should have been like, well, what about our employees who were harassed? They were harassed by this employee who wanted them to play along with their game of make believe. Where's the consideration for the freedoms and the non-hostile workplace for these employees? We're sticking up for our employee because it sounded like it was more than one or two. So where's the consideration for them? There's no way in hell you would force me to alter my speech and play make-believe and use incorrect words. You're not commandeering my speech. You're not commandeering my perspective of reality. And that's what this is. That's stupid that they even paid anything.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, I really don't want to read this one. Let's do this one, because this other one. Please stop going to south of the border for surgeries.
Thank you.
Let's just stop. I'm going to go ahead and do it, because it's too weird. So a woman went to get plastic surgery in Colombia, and Florida woman. And I guess she was going to go have a boob job, but then she ended up losing... The nipple area. She ended up losing that. Apparently millions of Americans do this. This Florida woman went to have her body augmented. It was over at Yahoo News. And she thought she'd cut the cost of her surgery. She would get it done in a different country at a discounted rate. And she said that she went with a couple of friends. They went to a facility in Colombia. She ended up having a lift and a couple of other things. And then she said that she went against her gut because you trust the professionals, and her doctor was nowhere to be found when she woke up, and it only got worse from there. She got an infection, and she ended up having to, just stop doing that. Just stop going. Nobody needs to, you don't need it. Stop doing it. Also, let's see here. Of course, my whole thing froze. This woman was arrested for indecent exposure after she decided to get into the puddle of a parking lot and take a bath in a puddle in a parking lot. I'm trying to open this story, but I'm going to throw this computer across the studio because apparently it's like not wanting to work. Florida woman was arrested for indecent exposure at a Southwest Florida library. This is craziness. She ended up, and I can't actually get it. I can't get the story because this is just not working at all. So I'm going to have to restart this whole system. Oh. Yeah, I can't get it. I'm not able to pull it up. That's what's happening. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. It was a Collier County Public Library, and it was at the late last month, but it's coming out now. 43-year-old Carlene Sithlair, and she was using a puddle in the library's parking lot for her bath. Totally buck naked, and Collier County Sheriff's had to be called to the scene. They instructed her to put on clothes. She did obey, but she was arrested on a charge of indecent exposure. That had to be a big puddle.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking if it's big enough for you to strip down and to have a bath in it, that's probably a sizable puddle.
Just have an alligator in it.
Yeah, no joke. Like, there's always alligators. I'm saying, that's right. Good heavens.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.